Please come on. Let's forget about it. I have nothing in my mind now. Like that. Just lowering yourself, and that is raising yourself higher and higher. In anything.
But then it's good to get angry a lot, because then you get to efface yourself over and over.
Pardon?
Then it must be good to get angry a lot, because then you have the opportunity to keep effacing yourself every time you go through that.
But there's no question of letting you know that you should get angry again and again. Mankind does that. Yeah. Don't form a habit of it, but because it is inherent, you see. We have derived all that from the animal incarnations. It's all a legacy that is left behind. Yeah. That's how it is. There's no need to cultivate the habit of getting angry, because it is inherent in us. Did I tell you one thing? It's such a striking thing, you know. For me it was. You know, at the time of interpretations and all that, as you were asking, it's a taxing thing. Concentration should be all the time. That is our meditation. Without meditating, without concentrating, our meditation and concentration was to interpret the gestures. You follow?
I didn't hear what you last said. I'm sorry.
People ask us whether Baba gave you any meditation.
Oh.
Whether you could concentrate or anything like that. Of course, we did have meditation and concentration. How? What was the method? Well, interpretation. So, if we, naturally, we had to be on our toes with our attention. Otherwise, it's a sort of a nuisance. Baba has to repeat again. Once we are focused on it, then it's... The flow is smooth, like a river flowing, you see. Yeah, it's like that. But people would come over here, they wouldn't even know that he is observing silence. You follow? Well, they'll be facing there, and the voice would be coming from here. So they'll be, and Baba would be with his gestures and this and that, and all that would be there. So little did they realize that he is observing silence. You follow? But it all depends upon us, how we are, how is our mind focused on his gestures and all that. What happened is that once it so happened, he would be here in seclusion, wouldn't permit people to, and all that. After long interval, for the first time, Baba has allowed this place to be open to visitors. So they have come here for darshan of Baba. A lot of people are here, coming and going and meeting Baba here and leaving this way. People are seated and all this. Once it so happened that he sent me out to give a message to somebody. I was not used to such things, because I would be always with Baba on the streets, on the road and all that. And so it was foreign for me to be in the midst of a crowd. So I go there. People have heard my name. I don't know anybody. So I go there and people catch me, "Here you have come. How many years you have spent with Baba?" So I said, "I have to go and give some message." "No, no, please tell me, how many years?" It was 14 years at the time. 14 years. "Oh, such a long time. We are coming here only for a few minutes. You must have gained such a lot." I said, "Please leave me alone. I go away." So that's routine. It was not just for once it was said. Next time when it was there, again the same question will be there. "What have you gained? You have been with Mel Baba for so long." It was very embarrassing, because there is no answer for it. There is no answer for such things. How can we say anything about it? And it was embarrassing because, not for me, I didn't care for, I didn't come for any God realization of seeing the angels or seeing bright lights. And I had no notion about it, and still don't have any notions about it. But why I felt embarrassed is, lest people will point a finger at my Baba. That, well, he is so great and didn't give any something to say what I have gained or anything like that. Not that I wish to. I don't care for it. So my mind was, but mind is delicate all the time. The thoughts come, you see. So I'm thinking while he's saying something, I'm gesturing. He's gesturing and I'm interpreting. But there is hesitation. So Baba once said, "What's the matter with you? Are you all right? Feeling all right? Are you in good health?" He said, "Yeah, I'm in good health." "But why? You can't pay heed, attention is not there. I'm paying attention. What is the matter? What are you thinking? Eventually gets it out. And I said, people ask me, and it's very embarrassing for me that I have no answer for them. This is why, what is embarrassing about it? I'm so proud that you have no answer for that. Because the question is itself is the wrong question. What have you gained? How can you gain anything when you are with me? If he had put the right question, what have you lost, he would have had a long list of things to be told to them. You don't gain anything. You are in the process of losing yourself. So, tell them to ask you the list of things that you have lost. So that's how it is. So what is needed is effacement.